Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, ooh, yeah. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer. Turn your life around. With more, only Jesus,
and a miracle
to change my
life.
Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, I love
You.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, He can win the fight. Just call Him when you need a friend. Be His all in through the night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God can do.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Patrick Medlock. I'm the minister of the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ, where it all comes together spiritually. This is the Grace and Nurture Blog Talk Radio broadcast, which is broadcasted every morning at 7 a.m. We're thankful for each and every one of you for making the time out of your busy schedule this early in the morning to come and be a part of this particular devotional. I choose on my Tuesday sessions to also broadcast this or simulcast it on Facebook Live. So thank those who either watch this live or eventually will go back and watch the archival footage via Facebook. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for the opportunity to do this particular devotional. Thank you, Danielle, for the fantastic job of hosting it. Know that it is being hosted by the Grace View Church of Christ that is in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where, again, Brother Bradshaw is the incredible minister, and maybe one of these days in the near future, I'll get a chance to visit it not only so that I can worship and somehow serve that fine congregation, but also meet the fantabulous Aretha Cleveland. So I'm hoping and praying that everybody is having a fantastic morning. This morning's devotional will be entitled 2020, Blessed 2020. Dateline, December 8th, 2020. Many would dare to say that 2020 has been a year that will live in infamy. Yes, I'm borrowing from the Pearl Harbor language. Every day these days is like 9/11, where over 2,000 people are dying from the coronavirus. 15 million people have had it, and approaching 300,000 people have died. The lives of the deaths of Aubrey, of Ahmaud Arbery, of Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd this year have spurred racial unrest, unlike what we've seen since the 1960s. Climate change issues are becoming even more paramount. Why? Way, way, way too many people are unemployed. Way too many people are underemployed. Way too many people are hungry. Way too many people are homeless. And in 2020, we may have never been more politically and socially divided, mimicking the divides of the Vietnam War and maybe even the Civil War. But I've come to announce today that God is still in the blessing business. You need to say amen when you can. Push one on your telephones today. And if you do that, then Danielle will give you an opportunity when she announces the last four digits of your number to be able to share in this devotional with me. Because if you believe that even in the midst of this most tumultuous year, our God still sits up high and looks down low, if you believe that even in the midst of an incredible and trying year like this, that each person on the call can give me at least one blessing, that the people on Facebook can put at least one blessing in the video post, then I can say to you that I will alternatively give you a blessing of my own, and that we can show that even in a year where some people are trying to fast forward it to the end, thinking that 2021 has to be much better, I say to you that God is still in the blessing business. That still, not unlike other years, that if we pull out our legal pad and put a line in the middle of that legal pad and we say, how has God blessed me versus how have I had troubles or trials and struggles and tribulations, you may find that still, even in 2020, your blessings list is longer than your struggles list. I'm going to start, but I'm going to also give you a passage of scripture to inspire you, and that is Psalm number 103, and starting with verse 1, number 1, New American Standard, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. This is a year, 2020, where I have reached 30 years of marriage to the incredible Pamela McClure Medlock. If y'all see her, y'all let her know that I said that, all right? Is there somebody that pushed one and would very briefly, just like I did, just one quick sentence, how has God blessed you? Or you could just list a thing, and then we can go on to the next one.
Well, Brother Matlock, you have certainly inspired me to share. I would just simply say that God has blessed me to still be here. I have experienced the wrath of COVID. And although I was not ready to go and I told him that, it wasn't up to me, it was up to him. But by his grace and mercy, he allowed me to overcome the corona pandemic, and I'm still here to talk about it today. So I'm just grateful for his grace and mercy.
Caller, thank you.
6724. You're welcome.
Let me give mine before that person does. I got a new dog this year. This dog is incredible, definitely different than the one I had before. And I would count Harmony, which I think I did share or did reference in one other devotional, as a 2020 blessing. Go ahead, Danielle.
Awesome, awesome. Caller 6725.
Yes, good morning. It's Priscilla Norsley. Danielle took the words out of my mouth. God has allowed me to still be here. I'll be 74 years old in a couple of weeks as God sees fit, and I just thank him, even with my aches and pains, that I'm still here.
Wonderful. I think your birthday is, like, pretty close to mine, isn't it, Sister Norfleet?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because it's the 27th?
Yes.
Yeah, mine's the 24th. Yeah, so December baby.
Yes, sir.
This is actually my 30th year of ministry. I actually started my more formalized ministry right at the week after I got married at the Redford Church of Christ, March 18th, 1990. And so I was able to reach that milestone, and I give God all the glory and honor. Who's next? Briefly give a blessing.
Caller 3964.
Yes, this is Sister Pam Williams. I'm thankful that God has allowed me to remain healthy to be able to take care of my family this year with all of the issues that they have encountered. So I'm thanking him for his grace and mercy for me. And I'm asking you all to just pray for my husband, Rick, who will have to go to Emory tomorrow, who's battling cancer. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. I actually got a new job this year, a secular job that I also work along with being a Spring Hill Rose minister. It was a pretty lucrative upgrade, and so I've been able to really be blessed by that and fulfilled in the work. Because there's somebody else who's pushed one and would like to share very briefly a blessing.
Yes, 1154.
Good morning. This is Sister Cynthia Baker from Savannah, Georgia, and God has blessed me to retire, but I came out of retirement and got so that I was able to help my family and to spread God's word. So I'm thankful for another chance to do that on a daily basis. Thank you.
No, thank you. I actually have been able to work real hard this year to enhance my outside deck and my carport, where I am able to go after a hard day of working, or in most cases the weekends, because I don't get to sit out there that much during the week to just relax. My carport now is set up with the ability to grill and to fry and to just entertain on a greater level. So if we ever get a sense of normalcy, I'm definitely enjoying the blessings that God has given me to be able to serve through entertainment. Is there another person who pushed one and would like to share a blessing?
Yes, we have about three more. 1340.
Good morning, this is Sister Carol Walker. God has blessed me on my finances, even through unemployment at the beginning of the year. The job I worked for filed unemployment for me, didn't know I could, and they did. And through that blessing, I was able to put a brand new air conditioning system in my home. It went out last year, and I had no air for a year. So God has blessed me in my finances and in my health over. It's been up and down. I'm still saving.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice in the Lord. 17, pray without ceasing. 18, in everything give thanks. But this is God's will in Christ Jesus. I've been blessed this year to be able to begin 10 years of ministry in Florida. give their give me the next person who's willing to share their blessing.
4867.
Good morning. This is Sister Patricia. I come giving thanks to God for everything that He's done and dealing with some different situations with my family. He's still been blessing us throughout the celebrations, momentum celebrations, and graduations and accomplishments throughout it all, and providing exceedingly an abundance above anything that I could have thought and imagined dealing with some of the trying situations. So I just thank Him so much, and I ask you to continue to pray for me and my family, for God is awesome. Thank you.
Danielle, let's get that last person in before we close our devotion.
Okay. 8952, you're on the air.
Good morning, Sister Brown. God has truly blessed me to be able to help my family, so I'm very grateful for that. And if it's where I would be able to see another birthday real soon. That's my amen.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sister Brown. Let us pray. Father, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father, as we continue to live and move and have our being in you, let us never forget that you're still in the blessing business, and that Isaiah 40 tells us that you're sitting up high and that you're looking down low and that you're willing to bless us. Please be with Sister Pam's husband. Please be with the other lady from Savannah who asked for prayer, as well as for everybody that's on the call. Just continue to bless us all and keep us, for we're all in need of your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for your participation, everybody.